And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're chatting and streaming on KCNR1460.com. 7:05, December the 30th, and we're counting down to the 2011. Bob, you don't look a day over 1,000. I mean it, Bob. You know, since you've had that, your hair styled and that little dye job, and you trim up your beard now.
Matter of fact, I do need to go down to Cypress Square and get that taken care of.
Well, yeah. Hey, you know, we've just got such a big show today. We're going to do a recap as much as we can of this year, but in the time we have. And we're also going to be talking about some of the new laws that are going to take effect next year. We've got the mayor on the line. Missy MacArthur will be here, not on the line. She'll be on the show at 8 o'clock. We have some of the things that are just happening. I just don't know where we're going to have enough time. And we're going to start off with Jay the taxi driver. Jay, good morning. Okay, maybe we won't. Jay? Hello, Jay.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Okay, now we're here. We're fine, Jay. What's up?
Well, yeah, you said 2011. Are we there yet?
We are almost there. Come Saturday. What are you doing New Year's Eve?
I'm working.
Well, that's a good idea.
I'm protecting people from DUIs. That's what I'm doing.
Well, I tell you what, I have a feeling that many of our city and state's finest and county's finest will be out there on the road to protect us.
Yep, and you know it's the best. You know, I this is my special soapbox subject, but you know I see firsthand the destruction. You remember a while back that 18-year-old girl that got killed over on Texas Springs Road because the drunk driver?
Yeah, she got. I think she was ejected from the truck or something.
Right. Well, 3 days before she died, I drove her. Her boyfriend is a regular of mine, and she, for whatever reason, was afraid of cab drivers, so he called me because he knows that I'm not going to scare her or anything, and he asked me to give her a ride. And it just was the greatest irony and painful thing for me to see that here's somebody who was afraid of cab drivers but wasn't afraid to get in the car with a drunk person.
Yeah, I know. Is that strange and sad? Very, very sad.
I mean, because I knew her, or just met her the one time, but you know, when it's somebody you've met and you had a positive experience with, and then you see their face as someone who got killed in a senseless, for senseless reason, it's horrible.
Yeah, it is. Any time that you have drunk driving resulting in death, it's senseless, and there is no reason. And unfortunately, many of the drunk drivers will survive it, and the people they run into. Or let me put it this way: people driving while impaired will live, and the people they'll kill them, injure them, change their lives forever. Right. I have no sympathy for these people, none at all. Put them in jail. Let them live in jail for a couple of years. Let them just sit there and contemplate and be away from their families and just think what they did. Just because they wanted to drive, after having a couple of extra drinks, or smoking that last joint, or taking that last pill.
Right. Yeah. And I look at this from both points of view, because I have a number of very nice people who didn't realize they were as impaired as they were, and now they're paying the consequences for it. So, don't necessarily have to be some raging four-time DUI kind of person to get yourself in this kind of a mess. It happens to normal people who weren't trying to hurt anybody. So that's why I really like to raise awareness on this issue every chance I get, because lives are ruined on a daily basis, and it is so avoidable.
It is. Call your local Jay. Jay, what's your number?
510-0651.
510-651 or 222-1234.
1234.
That's real.
Thank you for that, Carl.
You know, the other thing, too, is Twin View Towing, and I believe the
right, lady, they're doing that free thing.
That's free. I believe they're going to give us a call today and talk a little bit about it, but that's also free. Just give them a call and put your car on the back of their truck and off they go. Hey, anyway, you got to take a break, Jay.
Have a great day, guys.
You bet. Now, Linda, whose dulcet tones you have not heard yet, is on assignment. But she also is helped me tremendously with the show, and she's also saying Happy New Year to everybody. We're going to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. But Bad Bob's here. We've got a lot of things going on. Hey, let's look at the weather. Right now, it is... Is that 29? That can't be right.
It is 29.
That can't 29. Be 29 degrees. 29 degrees. Today is mostly sunny with a high near 49. Calm wind. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Friday, a 30% chance of rain, mainly after 4 p.m. Friday night, showers likely with a low around 33. And New Year's Day, a 30% chance of rain, mainly before 10 a.m. So there you go. Hey, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo's Vineyard. And Anselmo's Vineyard has a New Year's Eve party. They're going to keep going till 1:30 in the morning. So there's a chance to go out. Looks like the weather's going to be great. Give them a call up there. You know, it's going to be just, I can just promise you, exquisite food, great entertainment, and a great time up there. Now, let's start going through a few things here. I said we're going to do a recap of the year. And forgive me, this is probably not going to be in order, but it's just things that struck me and when I was on looking at it, writing down things on the computer. WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, 250,000 documents allegedly given to him by an army private who is gender flustered. I don't understand. Well, that's what they, I think I read that. What I don't understand is how this one private gets access to 250,000 documents, including the State Department. How does this work? You know, that's the question that I'm asking. You know, I could care less what Julian says, and I feel very much so like if there was anything in there that was going to cause us a great deal of consternation, if something was really bad, that they've got these two or three old CIA guys down in the bowels of the agency that goes out, and Assange is found. Is never found. He's in the bottom of a barrel in the bottom of the ocean. However, that could just, that, of course, probably would never happen. Let's talk about the BP oil spill. Remember that? Huge. Huge. How many days did it leak oil? I think it was like 100 days, wasn't it? Bad Bob?
Yeah, it just went on and on and on and on.
Yeah, people out there in the chat room, I see John, I see... I see Sun Gold. I see others out there. Send in some of your favorite, your most memorable times also of this year. And anybody, give us a call, 605-4567. Something that's very memorable from 2010 as I go through. Okay, the BP oil spill. You know, that just went on forever. And my consternation was, why did it take so long to get this thing under control? Why did Obama hold back on this? During the Katrina, Bush was pilloried for not getting more involved in it. Yet Obama took a step back through all of this. Makes me kind of wondering. Okay, health care bill. Huge. Huge. And it's still under attack.
2,000-page document, still nobody's read.
And it's not only that, but things that were taken out of the document because they said it would never pass and it wouldn't have now been added back in under bureaucratic ease. They just added in as part of what's going on in Medicare. Oh, yeah, we'll get this done. We'll just put it in there. Nobody will notice. We noticed. We hope you noticed. Okay. Don't ask. Don't tell. That passed. Now, how huge is that? We don't know yet. We don't know what kind of impact that's going to have. Is it going to have an impact? I believe it will, in the sense of the retention and right now of pulling assets away from two wars. Big news this year: Iraq is winding way down. Casualties are very, very low there. Afghanistan, we're sending thousands of troops to Afghanistan and had more casualties and killed this year than any other time since the beginning of the war when they first went in years ago, 9 years ago. Don't ask, don't tell. What kind of ramifications will it have? I don't know if anybody even has an idea yet. How you're going to have to change what people are thinking and how you change that. Can you change that? Well, just, you know, but just treat them like everybody else. Well, yes, it's easy to say that. We are still having racial problems in this country. We have a president who is half black, half white. His, you know, there are still racial problems. There are, you know, you see it all the time. So, you know, this is going to take a while. This is going to take a while. But we pray that it's our warriors that don't get caught up in this one. The economy, which has been a story for 2 or 3 years now, is still hurting. 9.8 unemployment still, 9.8% unemployment. Good news is that the new job, people looking for unemployment, people applying for unemployment dropped to 380,000 this week from the regular 418 to 420,000. I guess that's good news, except it's the week between Christmas and New Year's, and maybe they're on vacation. As I've found, and since people send me things like, we have people that are on welfare and getting assistance here in California are using their credit cards in Hawaii. Well, isn't that just precious? The midterm elections cost Obama. It cost the Democrats the House, the biggest swing since World War II, and a narrow majority in the Senate for the Democrats. It was a should have been a wake-up call to the president. Maybe it was. He allowed the Bush tax cuts to go on for another 2 years for everybody. Covers the whole board to help the economy. I believe having them sunset would have caused a miner revolution throughout the country. 33 miners in Chile survived for 68 days underground and were rescued. What you don't hear, though, is that they were saved by an American team using American equipment and ingenuity. You didn't hear about that part in the news, but it's true. Hey, we got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages. Little meatloaf there. Hey, Carl Linda Bott, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567, and a lot of people are on the chat room right now on KCNR 1460 and chatting with us. It's December the 30th. Getting right there for 2011. Linda and I will be off tomorrow. Nick Webb will be here and be hosting our show. We're getting a chance to go to a place on the outskirts of town and putting our feet back. So we're going to take it. We're going to take a date. And that will be our reward for this year. Bob, on the other hand, takes no days off.
Well, occasionally. At the insistence of my much better half.
Okay. Hey, there's a lot of other things going on. Let's change gears here just for a second. Let's talk about the new laws that are coming into effect. You know, the huge one, of course, is the internet-based insurance exchange to let consumers comparison shop for affordable health insurance coverage. So Schwarzenegger passed the bill, and that was SB 900 and AB 1602 said that the companion bills will drive down costs and give consumers more options by promoting competition between health insurance companies. The Republicans said, yeah, okay, fine, but they also create an expensive new health care bureaucracy even before the federal law takes effect in 2014. Always come back down, is it going to save enough money to pay for it? It's a establishing such a mechanism is an extraordinary job in the best of circumstances, let alone while the state faces a budget deficit of at least $25 billion through June 2012. And that's the Health and Human Service Agency spokeswoman, Amy Palmer. Well, you know, let's just spend more money when we don't have it. But Jerry Brown and the Democrats are coming in. They're riding their white horses. They're charging into the fray. They're going to fix this. All right, other new laws taking place January 1st. How about possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana becomes an infraction, no more than a speeding ticket. The big thing about that is that being caught with less than an ounce means offenders will no longer face arrest, have a criminal record, and having to appear in court. Why am I giggling here?
Because I couldn't be without you. I was listening, and I thought, you know, nobody's done the weather.
I did the weather once.
Well, I must
but
have just been
like
in
you.
And out of the car.
But
so.
Not like you.
And
no,
I couldn't
welcome
go.
Welcome aboard.
I just go ahead with your thought, but I did walk in because I wanted to say so much to all of the people who have listened. Because, yes, we are.
It's our last day before the
evening. We're heading to the mountains, and I'm running around trying to get chains and all the other things just in case, you know.
Change? I don't need your freaking chains. Just because every road that we're going to be on says chains.
Even
it?
Though we have four-wheel drives, I'm running around making sure, you know, tire pressures and all that stuff. It's a last-minute thing, of course. So,
well, welcome aboard. I love having you here.
And you know what? We are so, I want to use the word blessed, appreciative of this incredible year. And we can't go into ringing in the new year in 2011 without just this big old fat thank you. Because without you, our listeners, our, the loyalty of the listeners and the people who are advertisers and believe in this community forum and this voice, we can't do what we're doing. And people like Bob and Jim, and I know it might get like, oh, it's so thick, but it's really heartfelt. And I ripped in here, and I just am feeling very grateful, and thank you.
You know, I was going to talk about that, but, you know, I'm glad you brought it up, honey. Because it's absolutely true. We wouldn't be doing this without our listeners, the people that support our station, our advertisers, our local shows, our community leaders. You know, next week, everybody that I've asked to be on our show has come back to say yes. You know, next week we've got Fire Chief Peter Hansen. We have Francis Sullivan.
Police.
Okay, I'm sorry, Police Chief. Gosh, how did I do that? Peter Hansen. We've got...
He's a chief.
He is a chief. Well, I know.
In a uniform.
I got it. And, you know, Francie Sullivan's going to come aboard next week to talk about what she sees.
And we also have Tom's Basenko, Sheriff Basenko, who
comes
on a regular basis.
A regular basis.
And
so
we have the mayor coming in, and we had the former mayor, Patrick Jones. It's been kind of slightly tumultuous year with politics.
Yeah, I was going to talk about some of the things that have happened this year, but you're right. But... The big thing is that we've been supported by you all, and we can't thank you enough. You know, people come up to us and say, oh, gosh, we're glad you did this and this. Well, we're just glad that we had the opportunity. We are so fortunate to have the opportunity to serve in this community, this great community. And we can't thank you enough. Bob's making those strange gestures you'd think we'd know about after a year.
We're getting down to the wire.
Oh, by the way, tonight on my show On the Spot with Linda Bott, it's going to be Lisa Collins. And she is going to be here playing music and with Bethany and talking theater and all the
Join
great things that you
these
can
messages.
Do. 1460 Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda Bott. Today's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 49. Tonight, 26. Are you ready for that? Tomorrow is going to be a 30% chance of rain, and Friday night showers likely. So as you head into your New Year's Eve, please do be careful. And we also want to say the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. By the way, they are going to be open till 1:30 in the morning on New Year's Eve up into the morning. So if you care to have a late night and go and have a romantic evening and a getaway, it's just a short drive outside of Palo Cedro. Really is before you get into the Shingletown area. It's actually 9 miles south of Shingletown, so it's just a short drive, and it's a beautiful place to go.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Diane, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Diane Roberson of Twin View Towing.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, fine. Wonderful.
We asked you to call in because we wanted to talk about this, about what you're doing for our community.
Well, we're doing, for our 20th year, we're doing what we call the TOAD program, which is Towing Operators Working to Eliminate Drunk Driving. We essentially pick you up if you've had too much to drink with a tow truck and take you and your car home.
What a great, you know what, for 20 years you all have been doing this, and we can't, you know, thank you enough, because it keeps people safe, and it keeps all the others who keeps those people that have been drinking off the road in a good sense. So, you know, for 20 years you've been doing this, and this is just something that, do your people volunteer, or is this, I mean, you're paying for all this.
Well, we are, all of our employees, we enjoy doing it every year, and we just want to give back something to the community, and we figure with all the tragedies that do happen that maybe we could save a life, and hopefully, you know, the community will participate, use the program, and we just might save a life this year.
That's great. Now, how do they get a hold of you?
They just call the number 243-1010, and of course our answering service or ourselves will answer the phone, and we'll set you up with the tow. It's within a 5-mile radius of Reading. And just call us, and we will come pick you up and take you safely home.
That's great. Well, you know what? Thank you so much, Diane and Twin View Towing. And again, that number is?
243-1010.
If you need a ride, if there's even a doubt, give them a call, and they are going to get you home, and they're going to get your car home. And so you don't have to leave the car there either. So thank you so much for what you do.
No problem, and you guys have a Happy New Year, and please use the program.
Thank you so much for your service, Diane,
what you do.
And bring in the new year with peace.
Thank you for advertising it. We really appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
We're glad to do that. I mean, this
extremely
is
extremely beneficial.
This is something you're doing for the community out of your own heart, and we like it. Okay. Okay, now, other things that people are starting to write in about, Arizona passing a law to be able to take back their state from illegals. That's a big story. And who goes after them? Oh, yeah, the feds. The feds who should be guarding the border instead are going after the state that's trying to do it with a lawsuit, a federal lawsuit. How ridiculous is that? Except for one thing, there's like 40 more states that are in the process right now in putting laws on their books to take their states back from illegals. Yeah, and that's what they are, illegals. Yeah, you know what? Hurts your feelings? Tough. Get out of here. All right, other things that have happened. And locally, big election. It was an election that caused consternation. It caused bad feelings. It caused strange things to happen in River City. It caused people to attack other people, you know, verbally, and not literally, I don't believe. You saw strange campaign practices. And at the end of all of this, after thousands of dollars have been spent, Wally Herger was still going to Congress, went back to Congress. Doug LaMalfa going to the California State Senate. Jim Nielsen going to the Assembly. Patrick Jones, Rick Bassetti, returning to City Council with a new member, Francie Sullivan. And Francie will be on next Thursday. And measures A and B, which has to do with city employees paying their own retirement and health care. Measures A and B passed by large majorities. So, the elections are over. It also showed, of course, the midterms that pushed Obama and the Democrats to the, pushed them out of power in the House of Representatives. They still have a small majority in the Senate. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. There's a lot of things coming in on the chat room that we want to also include in what's happening at the end of the year. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 7:43 in the morning, December the 30th. We're out here chatting on KCNR 14. So we have someone on the line here. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Nick Webb.
Hey, how are you?
So you're going to be on today, tomorrow, taking over for us.
Yes, yes. It's intimidating that I could follow your genius, but I'm trying to whip together a good show for you.
All right. So what's going to be your topic tomorrow, or topics?
Well, I thought since it was the end of the year and everybody's talking about the economy and everybody's thinking about the future, I was able to drum up literally a world famous author by the name of Peter Sanders. And the reason he's really interesting is Peter Sanders wrote the book City Rated, which is by most economic development departments and agencies across the country. They really use his book as the Bible for economic development. He also wrote a book called The Best Places to Raise a Family. So he speaks around the world. He's actually the author of over 35 books, and I was able to persuade him to get on the phone with us and talk about what he sees as some of the driving forces for economic development for Reading. So I think that's going to be really, really exciting. He's a neat guy with a ton of information.
Well, that's great. And, tomorrow our loyal listeners, they really engage in the chat room. So Bob will be here, and you'll see the chatters, and it's flying by with conversations regarding questions for the listener, the call-in author. And it's going to be a fly storm tomorrow with you on the air.
Well, yeah, I think so. There's a lot of opinions on this and what the future Reading should be. So I think it should be a lot of fun. And we're going to make it fun. And then in the second hour, I have brought in actually in person to your studio. And I know, unfortunately, you won't be there, but I'll take pictures because a lot of people have never actually seen him in public. And it's Jim Milestone, who is the superintendent of Whiskeytown National Park. And he's going to talk about a lot of really interesting things that I think a lot of people are aware of in terms of some of the new trail systems up there. He's going to talk a little bit about what's going on with Whiskeytown Falls. He's a really interesting guy. I've known Jim for a decade, and I think that there's just a lot of fun stuff and a lot of interesting things that goes on out there in the 40,000-plus acres that most people don't even realize. So we'll have him in for a while during the second hour.
Okay. Hey, Nick, sounds like you got everything under control there.
Okay, well, I hope I do a good job for you, and you guys have a great holiday.
We know you're going to do a great job for us, and Happy New Year, my friend.
Hey, same to you guys. Thank you.
All right. Tomorrow, Nick Webb will be here on KCNR.
I think it's going to really be interesting.
Yeah. In the chat room, they're talking about a bunch of a jam session that happened last night with 15 local musicians, and I'm sure we just recently had a meal at the Old Mill House, and they've got really great food. And we saw the congas, and we saw some stuff, and I said, I wonder what's going to be happening here or what has happened. So obviously there was a big jam session last night. That's always fun when people are in the spirit. They're probably going, let's just ooze out all that happened this year and ring in the new year.
Yeah. Other people talk about stories, too, Stillwater, and they're talking about giving away the land there. And some people are still upset about the the paper company. Anyway, except the newest one is going to be, I think it's Southwest Aluminum or something, or is that Southwest Paper? And the other one's going to be the aluminum company. Let's talk about those who have passed away during this year. J.D. Salinger, remember the fellow that wrote Catcher in the Rye that we all had to read in high school? Lena Horne, Dennis Hopper, Jimmy Dean, Big Bad John, and also Jimmy Dean Sausage. Tom Bosley, Mr. Cunningham on Happy Days.
Oh, yeah.
Dixie Carter, she was on the Designing Women. Art Linkletter. A lot of people probably don't even know who Art Linkletter is, but he was huge in daytime TV.
Are you kidding? The king of
syndication. Nowadays.
He came before Merv Griffin.
Yeah.
How many Art Linkletter really created a lot of shows?
Yeah. Corey Haim, one of the two Coreys. Yeah. He's had nothing but
80s
drug,
king.
Yeah, yeah, drug problems. Robert Culp from I Spy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I remember Robert Culp. He was in so many shows. Peter Graves from Mission Impossible. Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah.
How could we forget Leslie Nielsen, who started out as a dramatic actor and then at the end found out, he was in the airplane movies and the police story ones. His favorite, famous line, Don't Call Me Shirley. Anyway, he passed away. George Blanda. We're getting this from our chat room. George Blanda, Paul Harvey, Tony Curtis.
Oh, man.
Eddie Fisher. John Simpson Brown. You don't know who that is, right? You should. He invented the ATM.
Wow.
So, yep, that's the guy. And he probably got no money from it because, you know, he worked for a company. Others in Teddy Pendergrass, Johnny Maestro. Johnny Maestro sang 16 Candles.
Wow.
On that one. And then in the politics, Robert Byrd, Richard Holbrooke, John Murtha, Charlie Wilson. Charlie Wilson's War passed away this year.
Wow.
Uncle Ted.
And Alexander Haig all passed away.
We say goodbye to Uncle Ted Kennedy.
Uncle Ted
Kennedy. Yes, Uncle
Ted.
That's
right. This is the and did you know this is the first time that there hasn't been, I guess, what, in almost a century?
In living memory.
In living memory, that there hasn't been a Kennedy in Congress or the Senate. Got to take a break here.
Well, before we do that, I just want to remind you quickly about your trees. Reading residents can leave their trees on the curb for pickup from Monday to January 7th. Make sure you take all the tinsel and the ornaments off and cut them into segments no more than 4 feet long, and they will be picked up. All right? So if you're wondering, what do I do with this thing? Now you know.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break. We come back. We've got our last segment. Then after that, beginning of the next hour, we're going to have our mayor, Missy MacArthur. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott. You know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. Great people, Joe and Shelley, do so much for our community. They've done so much for people, the veterans this year. 500 packages they put together for the deployed troops. So every troop got something. And from Tobacco and Brew, they do so much for the veterans in our community. Espresso Joe, great coffees. It's just a good place run by great people and has great employees.
And they sell it by the beans as well. And we want to thank Tobacco and Brew because from the very, very beginning, they have been the sponsors of Free Fire Radio and have come along and have been supportive of us. And open up that side room. That room that's attached to Tobacco and Brew is free to the public. You just have to get on the schedule, which is an amazing thing to have happen. Okay, before we bring in Missy MacArthur, I want to say something out loud to everybody. Happy anniversary, Carl. Not only do we have an anniversary for the radio station, we were married on January 1st, and we will not be here, of course, but January 1st is our anniversary, and I just want to say happy anniversary to you over the air.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, happy anniversary. And I love you.
You know, what's amazing is this is our baby. We just have it, this radio station and all this stuff and all the you know, and it's and all the people who work here and our shows on Saturday, they're offshoots. They're part of our family. So we've had this family, and we love it. So anyway, happy anniversary. And yep, we're celebrating.
Okay, let's do good news. When we say
that's not
okay. Well, no, that's great
news.
Well,
the way you said it, and by the way, segue. Let's talk about something good.
No, because you know, usually we bring up things. I bring up things, not Linda. She's always bringing up good things. I bring up things that are, could be somewhat contentious. But as she pointed out earlier, Merle Haggard.
Yay, Merle!
Just received the annual Kennedy Center Honors. It's the 33rd time, and congratulations go out to Merle Haggard.
Wow, Reading Zone.
Yeah, what a great. Now.
What a talent.
Now, to let you think, I don't want you all to think that I'm just kind of like getting easier as the year ends. There's a new law taking effect this year that requires all California middle and high school students be vaccinated against whooping cough. Beginning July 1st, all students entering 7th through 12th grades in public and private schools will be required to show proof of a Tdap booster shot before starting school. Well, what's that mean? Does that mean if you are a parent and you don't want your child immunized, that your child doesn't go to school anymore? Can't even go to a private school? I thought a private school meant just that. Private. You paid for it. State has nothing to do with it. How can they do that? Bob? How can I do that?
I'm sorry, I was checking on something in the chat room, and I missed. I will confess, I missed what you were saying.
Okay, Bob.
We were talking about schools. We were talking about...
Oh, immunization.
Immunization.
There are some concerns, yeah.
I mean, how can you force people to immunize their child?
Well, you come back to that common good thing, which is used to justify any number of really dumb ideas.
But I can understand, okay, fine, you go to a public school, you have to be immunized. You go to a private school? I mean, aren't private schools private? Don't the parents pay for a private school to have certain things that they don't want to have in public schools?
That's why homeschooling is becoming so popular.
But to
inoculize or not to inoculize, that is the question, not only for your children. I mean, we just had the kids here, and they were like, you had your flu shot. Didn't you have your flu shot? And, I mean, I think sometimes we all went and had the H1N1 scare, and I think I did not have that shot. I remember when I traveled a great deal, I used to every October get my flu shot. How about you? How do you feel about that? Are you religious about getting your flu shot?
I think there are people that say, I am not going to have my children inoculated. We just talked to some people that said by the age of two, a child is supposed to have 43 inoculations. 43. If she had gone through every shot that they had recommended. Now,
wow.
So 43 shots. And, you know, we talk about children being different than they were when we were growing up. You know, the inoculations I believe I had when I was growing up was probably the polio one.
Yes.
I think you got polio.
TB.
TB.
Got your little scar.
I got a scar from smallpox.
Some people really
I don't remember getting any other shots, you know, other than that. So, but now children nowadays are getting, you know.
Tetanus. You had to have a tetanus, whatever.
Well,
you 6 years.
You got tetanus. Now, I mean, I get more shots when I get ready to leave on a deployment than I ever got in my life. And, you know, including, you know, things to keep us...
Used to.
Yeah, Gator says, one of our chat room, 43 shots, Gulf War. Yeah, I think, you know, Gator, I think you're about right, because I know I had probably at least 10. But see, having been deployed so many times before that, they just kept giving us shots. So, whooping cough. I don't remember being a shot for whooping cough. But
well, whooping cough is back. Is coming back on the scene.
About. This is what they're talking about. That's why they want everybody to be inoculated.
And they're saying,
can you force people going to private schools to be inoculated? How do you force a parent to inoculate their child?
Put a shot in their child.
What are the exceptions to this? It's against my religion. I do not want my child to be having these shots. I don't believe in them. I mean,
when H1N1 came out, weren't there announcements throughout the schools that you had to have your child inoculated?
Well,
with a doctor's, I thought that way because it was such a problem.
It was, I don't know. But see, now they're forcing it. And this is just another little step, my friends, just another little step. Oh, now I'm beginning next year. When you buy ammo, buy that box of 22 ammo. Get to give your thumbprint. Don't have to give a thumbprint when you buy a pound of marijuana, though. Huh? Bother you yet? Huh? Bother you?
Goad. Goad me.
Our guest in the next hour will be Mayor Mystic MacArthur. We're going to lose you again then. You're going to be running out.
I'm going to find chains.
Buying chains.
I hope there's like F-150 chains out there.
Anybody's got one, just give us a call. We'll be glad to borrow them for
two
the weekend.
Would be better.
There you go. Two. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. One for each wheel. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 605-4567 is our phone lines. There we're chatting, and the chat room is going for it right now. Something about a dog, wouldn't even notice that one. I'm not sure what we're talking about. I'm afraid to ask. Hey, today is December the 30th. Tomorrow, Linda and I will be off. So we're kind of doing this as our kind of wrap-up day and thanking everybody for the year day. And we appreciate all of you all. Appreciate everybody that listens. Appreciate everybody that has supported our station. And I tell you what, we've never looked back from the day we started this. You know, Bad Bob's been here from day one.
All night on day one, I might add.
That's right. We were
it was worth it.
Well, you know what? It's been a good ride here, huh, Bad Bob?
It's been interesting. You guys brought local radio back to Redding, truly local radio, and we love it.
Well, hey, you know, this portion of the show is, we couldn't do it without our sponsors, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Crystal Air. That's crystalair.info at 623-1000. They do the geo exchange. Before you go solar, go geo. By reducing the energy requirement of your heating and air conditioning system with a geo exchange system, you can downsize your solar requirements by 40%, saving you thousands of dollars. And the way you find out more is to go to their website, crystalair.info, or call 530-623-1000. Our guest today,
Missy MacArthur,
is the mayor, and she's dressed in her red T-shirt, which has got Beau Rivage on it, and an American flag, and is ready to rock here, I guess. Hey, Missy, how you doing?
I'm great. Go America.
Yeah. And so how does it feel being mayor of River City, of Reading?
It doesn't feel much different than being council member of City of Reading.
Oh, yeah, but when people hold people responsible, you got to hold the mayor responsible.
Well, that's true. It tends to be that the mayor is more the mouthpiece.
So, what do you see for Reading this year? Missy? I mean, we've had the elections. We talked about the elections earlier in the past hour about things that have happened this year, you know, notable events. And we had a hell of an election here. A lot of consternation, but you think have the bad feelings gone away since that?
I think they're going away. I think we're going to come together as a community and make it work for all of us, the citizens especially, the taxpayers, those in the unions, those of us on the council. We're all going to pull together and work together and make it happen in a positive way.
Okay. The Measures A and B.
Mm-hmm.
There was a huge majority of people that voted for those. I think it's 70%, 65%.
Right.
How do you handle something like that? Because two of the council members, Dickerson was in the other day, and he said, you know what, yeah, but, you know, this is not something you just slam dunk on the people. This is something that's been negotiated. And I think, I'm not going to put words in Francie's mouth, but I think she also believes that this is something that can be handled over a period of time.
You know, I think that we all realize that labor negotiations are labor negotiations, and you do that one union at a time as we negotiate. I think the unions are aware that there needs to be some change, that the people have said that pretty strongly with Measures A and B. And they're willing to listen, and we're willing to listen. I think we each took a hard stand, and the election sort of bore out what the council thought, but nevertheless, we need to come together as a community and as groups and make it work. In fact, Mr. Dickerson and I are meeting in a few weeks to try and meet with some of the union people, not to negotiate, just how do we go forward from here? How do we go forward in a positive way? We're willing to work with these people. They're our people. They're our community, just like everybody else.
Yeah. Okay, hey, look, we have to take a break. And that's really a good point, Missy, is that, you know, and this is one of the things we talked about a lot during the campaign, is that when this campaign's over, we've all got to work together. We're all members of this community. And, I mean, you know, the police and firemen, they're in your church. They're your coaches at Little League. All the city employees are important. And
absolutely,
we have to be able to get, there was a lot of rancor here, and people know it, but it's time to back that off. And I'm really glad to hear what you just said. Hey, Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages. Our guest is Mayor Missy MacArthur. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Lindebaugh. Linda was here, but now she's off an assignment again, running around trying to find chains for a F-150 Ford. 605-4567, KCNR 1460 is our website, and people are on chatting with us. Love to have people on chatting, but let's go to the phones. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, and how are you? Happy holidays, and it's nice to be back in the greater Northern California area.
I talked to your daughter the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah. I put you on report.
Excellent. Hey, listen, I have a question for Missy.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Chico Police Association voted yesterday to go forward with its pay raises at the cost of laying off 6 police officers. A subsequent report said Chico could declare these raises invalid and cancel them, keeping the officers despite the vote. Does the City of Reading have that option as well in negotiations, that they can cancel the votes of the member associations?
That's an excellent question, and I don't know the clear answer to it, but I can look into it and find out for you.
Okay, good. I was really shocked and when I heard the report, and I thought it was, you know, if that's true, what's the point of the negotiations at all or the votes?
Well, you know, negotiations are by contract, and we can only negotiate every X number of years when the contracts come up for negotiation. What we ask for are concessions at this point because of the economy. And I understand where the different employees are coming from. They feel like they've worked hard for what they're supposed to get, and that it was in black and white and in a contract. Unfortunately, nobody saw this Great Recession coming. I was reading an article the other day about a little town in Alabama that actually the town can no longer afford to pay the pensions, and that some of the pensioners have lost their pension because the town basically went bankrupt, and people actually that are elderly and were counting on that pension have actually sometimes succumbed to disease or maybe being too cold and that sort of thing with no heat on. So it's pretty scary out there what's happening around the world, and especially here in the United States.
Hey, John, let me get you started.
Go for it, John.
Top executives of the University of California are threatening to sue if employees earning more than $245,000 annually did not receive a major pension hike.
Oh, no.
This demand appears in a December 9th letter. The university estimates that agreeing to the hike would add $5.5 million yearly to an already $21.6 billion unfunded pension liability.
You have no idea how that devastates me.
It would also have to pay a one-time $51 million fee to make the increases retroactive. This is for employees earning more than $245,000 annually in the University of California system. How many do you... Hello?
This is what happens when the inmates are running the asylum.
I can't believe that. Anyway, I you know, we're talking about raises, and just to make you feel better.
Yeah, I feel much better now. Thank you.
Well, thanks for the phone call, John.
Later.
Take care, John.
Hey, Missy, questions about how come you're just talking to Dickerson, and are the unions there?
Well, the union's representatives will be there.
Okay.
And the reason that it's just Dick and I is if you have more than 2 council members, it's a Brown Act violation. And the meetings that we have, we will not, Mr. Dickerson and I will not be able to talk to other council members about it because that would constitute a serial Brown Act violation.
Brown Meeting Act.
Yeah. You can't talk to one council member, then go talk to another council member and talk to another one. That's it.
The only time you can talk to more than one is during city council time.
Right. Or in front of the public if it's an agendized meeting of another sort. For instance, when we had the privatization meetings, that was an agendized meeting, and those discussions were public, and we could all be there, even though it wasn't a city council meeting.
But the city manager can have secret meetings, right?
The city manager obviously has to meet with all of his staff all the time, and he has to meet with all the council members. He's very circumspect, though, about, when he's talking to me, he's not saying, oh, Mr. So-and-so or Ms. So-and-so says this or that.
Yeah.
He's very careful about that.
One of our questions here from Sungold, thanks, Sungold, is Missy supportive of the Reading Volunteer Program, and what plans are there to better utilize their volunteers?
I'm very supportive of all volunteer programs. I'm wondering which specific volunteer program he's talking about. At the library, with the police chaplaincy, which volunteer program would he be referring to?
I don't know which one she's talking about. What plans are there to better utilize their volunteers and assistant paid staff? I'm not sure what that one means.
I don't know that we have a specific plan overall with the city. Mm-hmm. Each department does utilize volunteers to the extent that they can.
Mm-hmm.
And as the example I talked about, the RPD uses their chaplains and the library uses their assistants and the Friends of the Library extensively.
Do you see a volunteer group to help the police? You know, I hate to say the Citizens on Patrol, but something like that to help.
I actually have brought that forward when I first got on the council to the chief, and I know that Shasta Lake City is using that, and so is Anderson. At this point, he hasn't wanted to do that, and maybe with the cutbacks, he might be looking
well,
at that
on,
again.
The chief will be on next week, and that, you know, I'd like to ask him about that. I mean, you know, people that are vetted through to be able just to have a presence out there, you know, maybe organize our community watches a little bit better since, you know, we are cutting back.
Oh, I think
this.
It's a great idea. I've heard that if you just have a patrol car running around, that sort of decreases crime, just the presence of the patrol car being there.
Right. Okay. I always wait till Bob's on the phone to take a break to see how many arms he really has. So I'll just give him a break this time, and I won't have to go right now. Our guest is Mayor Missy MacArthur. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is off on assignment, and she really is on assignment finding chains and things like that. We're going to take a quick break here. This is Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:22 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Around 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people, Joe and Shelley. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. And Espresso Joe serves coffee. I think it's like 25, 30 different coffees. You can get it 45 different ways, which is way more than I have as far as mathematical ability. But you can also buy pounds of coffee beans. Get all your coffee accoutrements there because, you know, New Year's Eve, you don't want a bunch of people that have had two or three drinks going out without some coffee to make them wide awake when they drive.
Do they have some of that eggnog coffee?
They have eggnog coffee. They've got it all. Just go down there and ask the girls down there, the T&B Sweeties. December the 30th. We are quickly approaching there, huh, Missy?
We are.
Oh, wow. Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Missy. A couple of comments here for you. I think Chico is a charter city. I don't know whether that would matter for the issues they're working on down there. But the other question that I have, what benefit of it is it for us people that are paying this money that all these private meetings take place? I mean, we're facing this health care issue with our federal government, and that was all private meetings that happened there. Why? What's the benefit for having private meetings on anything?
At this point, the meeting isn't too private. I mean, you can come to it as far as I know. The idea is for us to start coming together as a community, to start working together. It isn't, like I said, we cannot negotiate. That just doesn't happen. But we can start to communicate and open the lines of how do we get this done, how do we get that done, how do we work together in a very positive way. And I think that's more of what the goal is of these meetings.
Well, that's fine if that's what they're for, if they're a positive result of it. But to me, I get apprehensive when you're dealing with anybody that closes the doors on tax money. Thank you, Missy.
I agree. Thank you.
Good question, Bruce. Thank you so much. Okay, another question coming through here. This, you know, it's great. I love, you know, the chat room because people have no hesitation in asking these. Can you ask Missy about her opinion of the city charter concept?
My thoughts on charters, I have mixed emotions and mixed thoughts about them. I see good and I see bad. I don't necessarily think it's good that the politicians will get a bigger paycheck. On the other hand, I do understand that if you do get a decent paycheck, you can afford to work full-time for the city. That is not obviously what influenced the five people sitting on the council right now, or we wouldn't be there. Going forward, possibly, something to look at. The other thing is the wages that are have to be paid to projects, whether or not it's a go forward with the ability to pay less for services. If you're a charter city, that you can do that, and you can't do that with the contracts and things that we have as a general law city. So there are pros and there are cons. I'm looking forward to ferreting it out and seeing what the results are. At this point, I wouldn't make a decision one way or the other, but I'm certainly open to looking at both sides.
Another chat room comment here was about how and where she was at back in Southern California or in the Bay Area, I should say, is how they had each division get together, put out their objectives and goals for the year, and then everybody could discuss that. They had to make sure everybody was on the same sheet of music. Does the city do that? That each division says, this is where we're going, this is what we think, this is what we need to do, our job. I'm not talking just about a budget, but the goals of the departments.
Yes, and I'm sure that it's hard to separate the budget, though, from those goals, because the budget dictates those priorities a lot of times. If you have a pot of money, say you have $100, and you decide that one project that's a priority is $70, then you have $30 left, then you have to reprioritize what would those $30 go for in terms of what's more important to the community. So we definitely have to tie budget to priorities.
Yeah. Well, this is, and I had misread this one part of it, and it just said is how their goals and objectives are tied into it and with the budgets. And then it's all public, so the people can see, hey, these are their goals, these are their objectives, and this is how it's tied into the budget. And so everybody would say, oh, okay, this is where they're spending their money, this is why they need to do that. So from the very beginning, it was transparent right at the beginning of the year.
Right.
And I think an idea like that has a lot of merit, because then as things start to change and, you keep everything as transparent as possible, then, this is why we're going to have to do this, this is why this is happening. I would hope that all city governments would work on something like this. I'm not saying people are trying to keep things hidden, but sometimes things are left out.
I think up here we do. I'm not sure about the city of Bell was the poster child for how horribly wrong things can go.
Yeah. But they, at Bell, and the thing is that the city of Bell was mentioned before this huge brouhaha, which brought down everything. I remember somebody talking about that city a couple years ago, and it was just kind of in passing. And I thought that's pretty strange. It's almost like a family running the city, but it wasn't a big city. It was mainly warehouses, which is where a lot of this money came from. But anyway, so you're not making like $1 million as the mayor. Is that what you're saying?
No, $550 a month is about what I bring home for the hours I put in.
Okay, we're gonna take a break here, but when we come back. There's a lot of questions here. Mainly they're talking among themselves right now. In our chat room, I love the way they argue with each other. They don't really argue. They just make a lot of points, a lot of really good points.
I have a question for the public, and that
is,
what would they think of rotating committee members on different committees? For instance, I saw, I don't know if you read the Valley Post, but yesterday's article on the city council meeting there that talked about Vice Mayor Hunt had asked that the RABA representative from the city council be rotated. Ms. Komnick, the mayor, has been on that RABA representative for like 10 years. And they sort of said, well, we like it the way it is how I read that article. And I was wondering what the public thinks of that. Should those council people rotate out representation?
Well, when we get back, let's talk about that.
Okay.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Radio, on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and the end of the year show, 8:34 in the morning, December 30th. Carl and Linda Bot. Linda is out trying to find chains for the truck as we head to the snowy areas. 605-4567, or chat with us, as many, many of you are doing, in KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. DC and Tim and their our favorite unknown barber are there. They give great haircuts, great prices. They give discounts to veterans. They support our veteran community. Great people. And I tell you what, man's last stronghold. They don't do things to your hair, like style it. They don't gel it. They don't even put color in it, no matter how much Bad Bob requests it. They'll trim his beard. They'll trim around his ears. Then they shave around the ears and neck. You know, it's great. And when you go in there, you can read magazines like Car and Driver and, you know, National Rifle Association and Car and Track, and watch mixed martial arts on the or stock car racing or baseball on the TV, not Oprah. Yep, that's right. Cypress Square Barbershop, it's a great place. You know, I kid around about it, but there are great people down there. Go down and give them a try. Give them a visit, because, hey, it is New Year's Eve pretty soon here. You want to be looking your best for next year. Our guest is Mayor
Missy MacArthur.
Missy MacArthur.
Good morning.
Oh, you think I forgot? I like to do it. See, I do that pause when people kind of lean into the radio, Missy. But see, you filled the gap there. Okay. Now, about people changing. Now, all of y'all are on a committee, if I understand right. I mean, as part of your additional duties is
liaisons to different. Yes.
So, and so you're saying is, instead of just being on one committee, you should just be switching around?
Last year I was liaison to the fire department. This year, Francie Sullivan will be liaison to the fire department. We sort of rotate those on our city council, and sometimes people sort of stay in the same spot and same slot. For instance, Mary Stegall was the representative to the electric department for years. Now Mr. Bassetti will be. And my sense is that cross-training is always a good idea. It keeps everybody informed. Everybody has an opportunity to find out about a certain department that mm-hmm. they might not have the time for.
Yeah.
So I like the idea
learning
of rotation.
Learning more.
The question is, down in Anderson, it looked like, based on that Valley Post article, that there was some consternation about the idea of changing representation to these different groups.
Well, I think that's something to probably take a good look at. The, you know, I think that once you put somebody on the same committee for years, there'd be a tendency to take things for granted or to kind of start identifying with committees and such. I don't see any problem at all about moving people around to keep them there. You know, stay on the committee for 3 months, and then you get changed to another one. What's wrong with making quarterly changes?
Well, yearly. We're talking yearly.
But it meets more than once a month, doesn't it?
Well, because sometimes it takes you quite a few months just to get your feet on the ground and understand the issues. So I'm fine with yearly, but in Anderson, they're sometimes, I guess, years before things change. And it was years in our case for the electric department, too,
mm-hmm.
Because it takes a long time to become an expert.
Does this take a vote from the city council to do it?
Well, generally, a lot of the liaison appointments are done annually by the current mayor. So, but with input from some of the council people. So I might say, what are your interests? And then say, here's where I think it would be a good fit.
And next year, whoever the next mayor is can change that.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a lot of other questions here. Missy, the library has been under, there's been some stress in the library about having the censorship out there, you know, quote, censorship. And now they're coming up with guidelines for the library about 72 hours in advance. You tell them they're coming, you know, you ask permission to be out there and that. I want to talk about that when we get back.
Okay.
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, Linda's on assignment, 8:42 in the morning. December the 30th. It is 29 degrees out there. It's not going to get real warm today, but it is going to be sunny. I think we're going to have, it's going to be a semi-decent weekend. It's going to be cold, though. Our guest is Mayor Missy MacArthur, and this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite right off Airport Road. Doug Tooley puts up Dish Satellite. He does a great job. 244-1988. And he has rebates that can get you free Dish Satellite and HD TV. So give him a call, 244-1988. Okay, some of the questions coming in, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Are about, what do you think about the paper company?
Oh, I think...
The one that is interested in Stillwater.
I think that it's a great idea. I think that as far as... I know people are saying, well, what about pollution and so forth? But those industries have been regulated to the point where I don't think that's an issue anymore. I think anything we can bring here and improve our economy and bring in revenues so we can fill potholes, put police on the street, and keep the library open, et cetera, I think is a good thing.
So do you have any, one of the other questions is, any problems with giving away the property to a business?
Well, the way we have structured, for instance, one of those proposals is that it's forgiven over time based on performance. So it isn't just an outright gift. It isn't like they could say, oh, well, we're here this month, and then we're going to leave, and we're going to sell the property because we own it now. It doesn't work like that. There are all kinds of safeguards built into the contract so that those companies have to perform in order for that gift to be a gift down the road, and it'll be years.
So are they paying at all on this? I mean, say that, okay, this is a $200 million deal, or $20 million deal, let's say, over the next 5 years. So in the first year, they do the performance, and they do it so they don't have to pay for it then. But is there interest being paid at all on the money for that property?
Well, there are escalators and things that are gifts, but then forgiven, as I've mentioned. And I don't have the exact numbers at my fingertips, but it's structured in such a way that the taxpayer is protected.
Okay. All right. What do you see as your biggest challenge for this year, you as the mayor?
I think bringing the community together again. I think we had a lot of strife before that last election, and I would like to see us work together. I've been a local all my life, born here, and I don't like to see that sort of disharmony in our citizens. And I think it's time for us to pull together and make us the great North State that we can be here in Reading.
Well, I think the greatest way we can become a great North State is to secede from Southern California. But that's just me. Set up the state of Jefferson. But
I can see that. Carl.
Yeah, I know. But that's just, you know, wishful thinking. But I agree with you that, you know, if we can get everybody pulling together here, that we need to also... what about bringing new businesses here, Missy? Is there a way that we can go out and have the idea of businesses coming to
I think
the Shasta area here?
I think that we have some people in place that are going to make that happen. I don't know if you've had Mr. Mark LaSalle's on your show yet. He's the new president of the EDC, and he has a real go-getter attitude, and I think you're going to be seeing things happening.
Well, we know Mark. You know what? We need to have him on here to see what he's got.
He has some good ideas, and I think he's going to make some things happen for us.
Well, we'll do. We'll get him on as early as possible in the year too. See what the plan is. And I mean, has he got a plan issued yet, or is this a?
He has some ideas. I don't want to spoil his thunder. In fact, I just received an email from him yesterday about some ideas he had. So, he'd be a great guest on your show.
Okay. Anything that we can have that would bring business back to here. What about looking at fees and regulations and laws that seem so onerous around in Reading that we hear so much about?
We're constantly looking at those and saying what is user-friendly, what isn't user-friendly. It's like the Nordstrom model is the consumer is always right and you make it work for the consumer. Well, we need to do that with our community and with the people that potentially can make some more revenue for Reading.
So do you think that would be, is that kind of the consumer is always right? I mean, you like that idea, like customer is always right. But is this going to take a mindset change in some of the employees, or is this something you believe is there that just needs to be tweaked a little bit?
You know, I think that we have great city employees, and I think most of them have that attitude. I think sometimes there is somebody stubs their toe a little bit, perhaps. But I think for the most part, I've talked to developers, and they say, wow, I love working with your planning department. They help me get from here to there. And then occasionally there's a stumbling block. But the stumbling block's usually not a huge stumbling block, and it can be worked out, and people end up pretty happy. So I think we have great employees. They're trying, especially in this economy with all the cutbacks, they're wearing 3-4 hats trying to get the job done, and they're doing the very best they can.
You know, there's been a renewed activity or a lot of questions on the sale of the Civic Center and the rodeo grounds. What's your opinion on that? Is it something that should be kind of be looked at really closely? Is it something that, that's probably not going to happen, or is this, what do you think?
I think we always should look at everything and be open to ideas and potential changes in direction, just because that's what we should be doing as city council people. My general sense of the Civic is that it's an amenity that we need. There's no venue as large as the auditorium. So if you have a big event, that's it for our community. It's also a very nice green space that people see as they come into town. So I would have to be convinced. On the other hand, I'm open to everything. And if the numbers work where we have to sell it to keep, you know, police and fire, then that would be maybe what we would have to do. I'd really,
it'd be like a last resort.
Oh, it'd be a very last resort, because a lot of nonprofits use it.
A lot of people use it.
Uh-huh.
You're absolutely right. So, yep. Okay, hey, we have to take a break here. Our guest is our mayor, Missy MacArthur. Getting a lot of questions on the chat room. We've talked about the Civic Center. We've talked about what's the most important objective and the mayor's vision for next year. We've talked about business. We'll come back. We'll talk about a couple other things. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Our last show of this year. It's 8:53 in the morning. It's been a great year, but we'll talk about that in just a second. Our guest is Mayor Missy MacArthur. And Missy, final thoughts here.
Final thoughts. Happy
New Year. I don't
mean
final thoughts. I mean, because, you know, but what do you think, you know, something to leave our listeners with here.
Well,
that they'll talk about for the rest of the year.
Oh, I don't know if they'll talk about it for the rest of the year, but I look forward to us all working together, pulling together, make it happen in our community. Which, whatever you can do to help your neighbor, help your friends, help your church members, you see them down and out, you know, give them a smile, give them a lift, do what you can to help somebody else. Pay it forward. It goes forward. All the goods that you do come back to you in spades. So do your best to help everybody.
Well, you know, they just, you know, they got the statistics in. And the United States does so much more. People give through charities and volunteerism so much more in the United States than any other country. And it's not even close in other countries in the world where our public gives so much money and so much time.
We do.
Charities.
We absolutely
do. And even
do.
During this horrible recession we're going through, that they still do it.
Absolutely. And even in Reading, that's harder hit than other parts of the state.
It's amazing.
Still giving.
It's amazing how people will come up and step up and help.
Yeah.
And this is another reason that it's so great to live here.
Well, I'm really proud to be the mayor of Reading, and thank you, citizens, for putting me on the city council. And I wish everybody a happy new year. Thank you, Carl.
Well, you know, Mayor, thanks for thanks for coming on the show. All our local politicians and our regional politicians and our state politicians, well, not Barbara Boxer or Feinstein, but all the ones that count have come on the show, and we're really really appreciative of that. And as we finish up here for this year, we'd like to thank Linda, and I would like to thank everybody for being with us for this year. And in 2010 has been such a up and down year for our country. We've had such a tough time in the recession. We've had houses foreclosed on. People have lost jobs. Our unemployment rate, well, I think they'd say, is 15.8 up here in Shasta County. I think everybody knows it's over 20%. When you look at people that have just stopped looking, or people, how many people are underemployed? We've set a new record for the amount of food stamps. I think they call it something else now, that people have applied for. And it's not just people that have made lifestyle choices and they choose not to work. These are people that are still working, and they fall in that area where that they don't have the jobs they had before, so they're working two jobs, but they still rate but they aren't making enough money, so they rate getting assistance like that. And I know it may sound difficult for some people to understand how I could feel this way, but if we've got people out there busting their hump to get a job, to work hard, and they just can't quite make it because there's just not enough jobs up here, or the pay is not that well, that to me is what assistance, that's where assistance should go to. Those that are trying, those that are fighting the fight, those who have not given up, those who have not made a lifestyle choice to do drugs and just use the taxpayers as their main source of income. Those I could care less. Put them out in the street. But we've got a lot of people that are working hard, and maybe I don't want to be Pollyannish about this, but I think next year is going to be a better year. I think that maybe we turned the corner. I don't think it's over yet. I think there's still going to be a bunch of battles. I think there's still going to be unemployment. I still think that there's going to be houses that are being foreclosed on. I think the credit's going to get a little bit easier. I think the jobs are going to start coming back. I think that there's going to be a change. I think there's going to be a change in attitude with the new Congress coming in. I think people are going to want change in the sense of give us a chance. Give us a chance to be strong and be great again. And we can be. This is still the greatest nation on the face of the earth. This nation has done so much for this world, and we still continue to do so much for this world. And we don't get the applause for it, nor do we really seek it. But it's time, just like right here in the city, it's time to come together. It's time to start pushing and push together to get things done. Enough of the sniping. It doesn't mean you can't say, hey, this is wrong, I don't agree with it. I stand up for what's right. I stand up for myself and my individual rights. You've got to do that. You can't roll over. But on the other hand, just don't say things. Just don't fight. Just for something that's insignificant. Make it real. Make it right. And you can do it. We can do this. We can make Shasta County. We can make Redding. We can make the northern state a place that people point to and say, you know what? Those guys have got it right. They know what they're doing up there. They take care of their own. They've got good schools. They've got a good environment. They've got an economy that's thriving. We can do that. But we've got to do it together.
Amen.
Well,
may I just say, Carl, over this last year, it has been an honor and a pleasure to work with you.
Well, the thing is, my friends, is don't back down. Just don't back down. Take the right stand. Walk tall, shoot straight, and you know what? We're going to win. We are going to win. We have no problems with that. So, tomorrow, Nick Webb will come in tomorrow. Looks like he's got a lot of great guests on aboard. We want to say Happy New Year to everybody. Be safe. Be safe out there. We don't want to lose any of you all. And then starting on Monday, we'll have we'll start back in this new year. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. And it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR Shasta Redding.